News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
With me is Kevin McPartlin, who is Fuels for Ireland CEO. And the last time I talked to you, Kevin, you were correctly predicting what was likely to happen in terms of garages running dry thanks to the blockading of the terminals and refineries. Can you go back to the crystal ball and predict what's going to happen in terms of fuel getting to all these garages now?
No. I'll do my best. As things stand, we have full access to Foyne's terminal and to Galway. They will be at full operational capacity today. Whitegate is still rather slow, and the reason for that is that the advice from Garda Síochána is that we have truck movements in and out under escorted convoys. So what that means is they kind of have a staging post. They get seven or eight trucks together, put them in under escort, and then the seven or eight must leave together. So
which is not the most efficient way to get fuel in and out.
Indeed, it's kind of adding basically an hour to every movement, and that is reducing the number of trips that we can do. We're very much hoping that that operational requirement of the Gardaí will change today. And then, just as you talked about traffic disruption around the country, that it then becomes the big concern.
Now, what about the underlying price of the fuel itself? Because all of the protests were predicated on the fuel rises that had happened. And the one good advantage was that there was the Iranian ceasefire suggested that maybe we might be on a track to the Straits of Hormuz normalizing. We see this morning that the US is now going to completely blockade the strait. What's that going to mean for fuel prices?
Well, we've spoken before about not thinking that the crude oil price is the most important thing. Crude oil price looks like it's going to rise. Based on what has happened. It has already begun to rise based on what's happened in the last 24 hours. But we need to be looking at the wholesale price for refined product. And that's publicly available. You can watch that. That's a far better indicator for us because there are a lot of other elements that go into the pump, the price that's paid at the pump other than just the crude.
And what's your expectation in relation to the refined product?
Well, it has gone up again after the developments in the last 24 hours on wholesale markets. It's still quite early. You know, it's 7 o'clock on Monday morning. We'll wait and see what happens during the rest of the day.
Finally, what has been the reaction of your members in respect of what happened last week? Is it anger? Is it disappointment in the Garda response? Or is it understanding?
God, what's that phrase? A maelstrom of emotions. Look, we were frustrated at the response initially. We were flagging this on Good Friday that there was a risk. I don't think the risk was taken very seriously by some agencies.
Sorry, just to understand that, Kevin. In other words, you were looking at the social media and thinking this is going to kick off?
Yep, and we were saying that the ports and terminals were the places where we felt we had an exposure. But look, you know, we've been speaking with the Taoiseach and his office over the weekend, and we've agreed that there is a lessons learned exercise that needs to be done when this has calmed down. Now isn't the day for marking the homework. What we can just say is now we need to make sure that the access to the terminals is maintained, normal access to Whitegate is regained, and we can move freely around the road network.
Kevin, thank you very much. That is Kevin McPartlin, who is Fuel for Ireland's chief executive. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.